Leftists use 4th of July to warn against extremist voices. By Hannah Blow on July 4, 2022. Far-left voices are offering less than celebratory Independence Day messages. From warning of extremist voices to urging Americans to sponsor Ukrainian refugees. While conservatives generally posted celebratory messages, reminding Americans that we live in the greatest nation in the world and to give glory to God, some on the left were less than enthusiastic. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., for example, used the day to warn Americans that liberties are still under attack from extremist voices, a likely reference to the Supreme Court recently overturning Roe v. Wade. Notably, Adams failed to mention that New York City itself stood as one of the most mandate-happy places in the country during the coronavirus pandemic, as local leaders stripped New Yorkers of their liberties with the implementation of vaccine passports and extended mask mandates. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, offered the same theme, contending that we must always participate in the proud American tradition of expanding freedom, rather than restricting rights, another likely reference to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Representative Al Green, DTX, used his platform to remind Americans that they have a duty to not only protect freedom from bigots with bombs, but also from the powerful with pens. Until all of us are hashtag free, none are truly free, he added. Democrat Representative Kathy Castor, DFL, encouraged Americans to continue to speak out and protest peacefully. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, used the opportunity to criticize Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., accusing him and his extremist Republican allies of continuing to squash speech and science. As we celebrate America's freedoms, at Gov Ron DeSantis and cronies like a Jimmy patronize crush free expression and silence anyone who disagrees with their dangerous point of view, she claimed. Meanwhile, twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton used the 4th as an opportunity to urge Americans to sponsor Ukrainian refugees.